Hello, welcome to ACT Tox Chats, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology. I'm your host, Ilona Bebenek. My guest today is Dr. Ken Hastings, Chair of the Scientific Liaison Coalition, or SLC, an organization which consists of different scientific societies with the goal of improving public health through a collaborative, interdisciplinary approach. Ken is here to tell us more about SLC and the different ways that SLC and ACT have collaborated on various initiatives. Ken, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Ilona.
Can you tell me about the history of SLC and how long ACT has been a member?
The SLC was developed by an SOT task force, the Scientific Liaison Task Force, which was originally organized in 2009. It held its first meeting March 6, 2011, and ACT is one of the founding members.
And who are the current members of SLC besides ACT?
The American Academy of Clinical Toxicology, of course ACT, the Environmental Mutagenesis and Genomics Society, the Safety Pharmacology Society, the Society for Risk Analysis, the Society of Toxicologic Pathology, the Society of Toxicology, Teratology Society, the International Union of Toxicology, the North American 3Rs Collaborative, and the American Industrial Hygiene Association.
It seems that we see advertisements from SLC quite often for various webinars and other educational opportunities. What types of meetings does SLC sponsor or organize?
SLC has taken the lead in offering contemporary concepts in toxicology. This is a contribution of the Society of Toxicology. We also offer a number of webinars. These have been developed by the member societies as well as other coalition societies and sessions at, and we also offer sessions at annual meetings held by member societies.
So it sounds like SLC is busy planning many initiatives. What plans does SLC have for the immediate future?
We have a number of webinars planned for the next year, and I would encourage people to go to the website for more information.
And I believe that ACT members can see announcements for these opportunities in ACT blogs and the newsletter. Ken, are there ways for ACT members to get involved or support the SLC?
Yes, we are always looking for educational opportunities, and members of ACT are encouraged to propose these. Members of ACT should work with ACT Council to bring these proposals to SLC.
That sounds great. Ken, thank you for sharing all this information with us today. It was a pleasure to have you on the program. And thanks to our audience for tuning in.
Thank you, Alana.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.